Welcome to the Glow Up Your Life podcast with your host, Casey Rose. I am a master mindset and self-empowerment coach with a method that is rooted in reprogramming your subconscious mind in order to create whatever it is you want in life. I will be teaching you how to ditch the self-doubt, the self-sabotage, the negative self-talk, and the limiting beliefs that have been holding you back in order for you to finally love and accept yourself and make the glow up of your dreams a reality. Because whatever you want in life, whether it be a healthier body, a happy relationship, a fulfilling career, or more money, it is all possible for you. And I will be giving you all the juicy tips inside of this podcast. So let's get into it. What's up, Glow Gang? Welcome back to another episode of the Glow Up Your Life podcast with your host, Casey Rose. Happy 2022. Happy New Year. I am so excited for another year of the show to come. Thank you guys so much for your current support. I can't wait to get into everything that we have coming. Lots of exciting guests and conversations. And I just want to thank you all so much for being here. And to support you in 2022, I am actually currently hosting a 90-day free Glow Up Your Life challenge over on Facebook. I have a private Facebook group, and what the challenge entails is I am going live every single day for the next 90 days with free trainings, free Q&As, free meditations, all of the things to support you in making this the year that you show up for you, right? Because so many people that I talk to have exciting things that they want to accomplish, and not necessarily tons of like crazy big goals, but just cultivating more self-love, maybe ditching some of your limiting beliefs and your self-doubt. And what I see is that we feel really motivated and excited about it at the beginning, but then over time, we start to lose that faith in ourselves. We start to compare ourselves to other people's journeys, etc. So that's why I'm doing this free challenge. And once again, 90 days. I'm going live every single day for the next 3 months. If you're currently catching this episode live, I'm only on week 2. So if you want to join, head over to Instagram at Casey Rose Coaching. Send me a message and I'll add you to the group. It's over on Facebook. Once again, it's just a private Facebook group. And for today's conversation, I am actually using day 2 of the challenge's recording because I went live, I talked about ownership and radical responsibility, and as soon as I ended, I was like, oh my gosh, this would have been such a good podcast episode, and I really want to make sure I get that same content out to you guys on this platform. So this is going to be a replay of that conversation. I'm really excited. Once you really start to take ownership and radical responsibility for your current situation, that is when everything shifts. So I don't want to give too much away because there's going to be a whole new introduction once the episode starts. But that's what we're going to be talking about today. So without further ado, let's get into today's episode. What's up, guys? Happy day 2 of the 90-day Glow Up Your Life Challenge. If you guys are following along, this is going to be, or just so you have the gist of what this is, it's a 90-day challenge, free challenge supporting you from getting whatever it is you want in your life and also being the you that you've always wanted to be. And I started this because 2022 just started, and I know that a lot of people have goals, a lot of people want to become the version of themselves that they crave to be, right? I know that we all want that. We all want to love ourselves a little bit more. We don't want to compare ourselves to other people. We don't want to get stuck in the people-pleasing. We all want to make more money. We all want to feel good in our bodies. Everybody wants something, and this isn't to say that you need to have crazy New Year's resolutions and all these goals that make you feel like shit when you don't achieve them. That's not what I'm saying. But I do think that when it comes down to it, all of us could use a little bit more self-love. So if that's you, drop it in the comments. And what we're going to talk about today is radical responsibility and ownership. This is a key element when it comes down to making your glow up happen. And when I say glow up, that means anything. Whatever it is you're trying to create in your life, more money, a healthy relationship, a career promotion, you want to love your body, you want to cultivate more self-love, you want to be the main character, whatever your glow up is to you, this will look different for every single person, and that's amazing, okay? But what I want you guys to understand is that if you still have any ounce of victim mentality left inside of you, and when I say victim mentality, what I mean is if you are still someone, and no shame if you are, don't judge yourself. I was stuck in this trap for a really long time. So don't, you're already feeling some type of way. Don't judge yourself for feeling it, okay? I was stuck in the woe is me, the pity parties I would throw myself, right? The, oh, I'm just not as lucky as her, right? Or like, I don't have that many followers on Instagram, so that means I can't be successful. Or, oh, you know, my best friend was just born rich. She has so much money, so life is just easy for her. And do you see what I'm talking about? I was basing my own potential on external circumstances. I was letting my past experiences, my emotions, and just other people, the external world, society, dictate what was possible for me. And that's what a lot of us do. Whether you're aware of it or not, if you're not happy with your life, if you're not living your dream, if you don't have everything that you want, I would suggest that you take a step back and ask yourself, am I fully owning where I'm at? Have I taken full responsibility for the situation that I'm currently in? Because what a lot of us like to do, and this is your ego, so don't get down on yourself, it's okay. But what a lot of us like to do is blame everyone else for our problems because we don't want to recognize the fact that something could be going on with us. We don't want to take responsibility for the fact that we're not happy with our life. We don't want to take responsibility for the fact that the money in the bank account is a direct reflection of us. Not your parents, not your significant other, not your kids. That's on you. Everything that's happening is on you. You are the creator. And why it's important to take that ownership back is because if you truly want the things, if you want more money, if you want to be a healthy body, if you want love or a relationship or an exploding business, you better be willing to take responsibility for where you currently are and saying, you know what? I got myself into this situation. And here's the thing, even if you didn't, say you were dealt a shit hand in life, right? Say the cards were stacked against you, you had an awful childhood, you never had a healthy relationship modeled for you, or you grew up, whatever. Say your past was shit. And I know that so many of you watching this can probably relate, right? Even though that wasn't necessarily your fault, especially if you were a child, it is still your personal responsibility here in your adult life, in this very moment, for you to take ownership and say, okay, wow, yeah, maybe I didn't have the awareness when I was younger, or man, I didn't know what I was supposed to do back then, but I have the power to change that now. Just because you grew up with a poor money mindset, just because you didn't have a healthy relationship modeled for you, that does not mean for the rest of your life that's what's ahead of you, that you have to expect shitty relationships, that you have to expect limited amounts of money. If you keep playing that highlight reel back to yourself, we all do this because we're always all in our heads. If you keep letting those experiences dictate your future, you will always stay exactly where you are. So when I talk about making your glow up happen, when I talk about cultivating more self-love, that starts by you calling yourself out and getting real with yourself and saying, okay, maybe I did play a role in some of my suffering in the past. Spoiler alert, you did, whether you're aware of it or not. You're the only one who gets to control how you feel. You're the only one who gets to control what you do throughout the day, how you feel about yourself, what other people feel about, well, not what other people feel. You're only in control of you. You are in control of that. So what happens when you finally take ownership for it and you can look back at your past and don't spend too much time back there. It's great for the reprogramming. We do need to look at certain situations to figure out where these beliefs came from, but I want to talk about now. I want to talk about in the present moment. If you're following along with this 90-day challenge, and also for those of you tuning in on Instagram, there's a private Facebook group. Just message me and I'll give you the link, or it's in my stories or on my page. Get over in the Facebook group because that's where I'll be sharing some journal prompts and maybe do some meditations from time to time. I'm not doing the whole thing on Instagram, so just a little plug for you. When it comes down to changing your life right now in the present moment, I'm running this 90-day challenge. This free challenge, this is a really great opportunity for you to watch these 10 to 20 minute trainings every single day and see where you're at, right? There's no shame in knowing that we can make improvements in our life. There's no shame being happy where you are, right? If you feel that your life is perfect, if you're happy, I love that for you. However, if you're going to bed at night and you're not happy, you're still worried about what your boss is going to think about the proposal you sent over, or you're still comparing yourself to that girl who had a cuter sweater on than you, or you're whatever it is, right? If you're still stuck in that, you have to be willing to take responsibility and saying, I'm the one making myself feel like this. That girl who wore a cute outfit to the party, that's not her fault that I felt less than. That's my fault. And I don't want to say fault. That's on you. That's on me, right? If you want to truly change your life, you have to stop making everything external. You have to stop allowing everything external to dictate how you feel about yourself and how you feel about your goals. You are the only one who gets to choose. And if you still have that victim mentality that's in there, then you are not accepting full responsibility and you're still, so when you fail, this is why we do it, right? Our victim mentality comes up, it's part of the ego. And it's so much easier for us to say that I failed because of, you know, because that boss, like, they just didn't like me, right? I got fired because they just didn't like me. Or I'm not gonna make that much money because it's just not in the cards for me. Or I can never lose weight because I've just always been this way. I have, you know, it's just like in my genes, right? And if you're triggered by me saying those things, I would invite you to maybe do the work around that, right? You are the only one who gets to choose. And if you keep, you have a cop out when you do that, right? Same thing when it like comes down to like getting into a relationship. Say you're, you know, dating right now and you want to find that partner that you crave to be with, if that's something you want, it's so much easier to say, well, they just, you know, they talked too much, or they were like weird, or they didn't fit, or, and whatever. Yes, it's okay to have your standards. But is there something that you could be doing to also be, come to, like, bring more to the table, right? Is there something else that you could be doing? Are you being too dismissive? Are you not even giving these people a chance? Are you the one who's talking too much or not talking enough, right? Call yourself out. There's nothing wrong with calling yourself out. We have this stigma around tough love to ourselves because of the, and listen, here's the thing. I'm a self-love coach, right? I preach self-love. I preach main character energy all the time. But with that comes you taking the radical responsibility and ownership for where you currently are. You have to get tough with yourself because if you don't, nobody else will, right? If you're lucky, you've got great friends in your life who will call you out from time to time, but they're not gonna be in your ear every second of every day. You have to take the radical responsibility and ownership. Write this down if you guys are taking notes. If you want something different in your life, then you need to be willing in this very moment while you're watching this video to take radical responsibility and ownership for where you are. You have to say to yourself, moving forward, right? The past is the past. Maybe I did some things I'm not proud of. Maybe I acted in a way that wasn't in ownership. Maybe I was playing the victim. Maybe I was throwing myself pity parties. But moving forward from this day on, I'm in control. I am choosing how I want to feel about myself. I am choosing how I want to feel about my glow up. I am choosing what thoughts and beliefs and actions to take. When you finally take ownership, that's when you take your power back. Because when you're in that victim mode, blaming the world for your problems, you're powerless, right? I've done a live, I don't have my pumpkin anymore, if you guys were on the worthiness training a while back. Pretend this is your power, this candle. You're born with it. This candle is yours. Your power is yours, your magic, your inherent everything, right? And what happens when you say, oh, well, I just didn't get the job because that guy had it out for me. He doesn't like me. Oh, there's some of your candle. There's some of your light, your power, giving it away. Or, yeah, I just can't lose weight. It's never in the cards for me. I can't get physically healthy because it's just in my genes and my parents were overweight. And you're taking your power, giving it away. I can't be in a healthy relationship. Every single person I've been with has cheated on me and, you know, I'm not worthy of it. Like, God just hates me. Power, yours, away. Do you see what is happening? When you choose to blame the external for something that is in your full control, whether you believe it or not, it's in your control. You're the only one who gets to choose. When you finally realize that and take ownership and radical responsibility, no matter how tough it might feel, right? It doesn't feel good to have to own up to our mistakes. It doesn't feel good to recognize that we are the ones playing a role in our suffering. But once you do, if you can allow yourself to hold space for that discomfort, right? That is when you take your power back. And when you take your power back, it's yours. And now guess what you can do with it? You can pour it into your glow up, right? You've owned your mistakes. You've owned your bullshit. So now you can say, okay, I've owned it. It is what it is. I'm not throwing myself the pity party anymore. I have all this freaking glowing power, right? All of this light and candle inside of me. What do I want to use it for? Oh yeah, you know what? I want to use this to go after that promotion. So what, I didn't get it in the past, I'm in control now. Right? Oh, you know what? I've been on 10 shitty dates, but from now on, I'm choosing to see the best in every single person I go on a date with, right? I'm putting myself out there. I'm gonna be the one to make the first move, right? In terms of your personal body health, your sovereignty, Yeah, you know what? I've struggled in the past. I really haven't had a good relationship with my body, but when's the last time I loved on my body? When's the last time I thanked it, right? You take your power back and you're in control and you start to see that, wait a second, I do have control of how I feel about myself. I do have control about how I look and how I move forward with that, right? That's what happens when you declare in this very moment, pause right now and repeat after me. I am the only one in control of my current life situation. Say it. That's it. You and only you. So if you're not happy with your life, if you're not living your dream, and guaranteed a lot of you may not be, and that's okay, right? It's okay. You're not broken. Nothing's wrong with you. Go watch day one if you feel like something is. But how do you want to move forward, right? What do you want and what are you going to do to go get it? Once you own it, and hate everybody hopping on live, once you own it, that's when you feel in control and you can feel it. I know for me, I spent so long in this woe is me, sappy, like the universe doesn't love me. The universe isn't seeing how hard I'm trying. I was not trying. I'm trying now. And there is a very clear energetic difference. I'm doing the thing now, right? Versus, oh, maybe I'll work out sometimes, or you know what, I'm gonna meditate like once, like when I feel like it. No, now, twice a day, routine is planned, consistency, action. Can you feel that in how I just shared that with you? One is a victim pity party, one is really freaking owning it. And that's what I want for you guys, okay? So take some time to think on that. Think about where you could own up to things. Even though it doesn't feel good, it doesn't feel to call yourself out sometimes, who fucking cares? So what? So what? You have to have a little tough love talk with yourself. Get over it, okay? I say that with so much love. I say that also because for me, I was that person. Oh, the world just doesn't love me, or oh, she just got lucky, or oh, he was born rich. Who freaking cares? Stop that. That little voice, yes, she's scared. You got to love on her, integrate her. We'll go into that later in the challenge. Own up to it and create whatever the freak you want to create. Remember your power. Own your current life situation, okay? Biggest piece of advice I can give you for today. Own where you are, all right? Woo, I'm fired up. I'm about to have the best freaking day ever. Who else? Who else is going to have the best freaking day ever? Don't let this be a training that you watch and then you go back to sitting on your computer. Oh, I hate my job. Oh my God, I have to get all these reports in. Oh my God, he didn't text me back. That means that I suck. I'm unworthy. Oh my God, there's cupcakes in the break room and I'm just so powerless against them. No. Mm-mm. Okay? If those voices come up, bring awareness to them, but you are the one in control. You. Only you. Okay? Choose that. Declare it right now. Tell yourself that's how you're going to move throughout the rest of the freaking day. All right? I'm going to stop because I'm on a freaking rant. I'm sending you guys so much love. If this resonated with you, please let me know. If you're looking for more support in terms of how to take radical responsibility and ownership, reach out. I'm here for you. I promise you guys, this was an absolute game changer for me. And I know it will be for you guys too. So thank you so much for tuning in. And I will see you guys next week for another episode of the Glow Up Your Life podcast. Bye.